I just be talking about whatever. Hey, welcome to Podcasting About Whatever. I'm your host, Shannon Kareem. I just want to thank you for joining me on this journey of thought-provoking randomness and conversation. I hope you enjoy. Hello, beautiful people. How are you all doing? I pray that you are well. I pray that you are in good spiritual health, good physical health, good mental health, all that good stuff. Happy Inauguration Day, if that is your thing. I pray that, you know, you either got to tune in, that you're tuning in now, or that you will tune in depending on whenever you're listening to this podcast. And if that's not your thing, then I totally understand. But I just wanted to say Happy Inauguration Day. And also I wanted to say, please don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and also rate this podcast. And you can chat with me, send me a message, send me some questions, whatever, at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. And you also can follow me over on Instagram, on IG, at Podcasting About Whatever, all one word, right? And just remember that I always try to, anyway, upload a new episode every Wednesday. Cool. Got all that out the way. Now, let's get to what we are going to chat about today. So what we're going to talk about is the phrase, air quote, angry black female. Now, I'm not sure if this same phrase is heard or said about men as often as it is women. I'm sure I've heard angry black man before, but I think I hear angry black female or angry black woman more than I hear about the men. I don't know. Fellas, hit me up. Let me know what you all think about that. But I'm pretty sure that we've heard the phrase as in reference to women. We've either said it before, like I said, heard it before, and referenced it maybe to ourselves that we don't want to be the angry black woman, or that we're coming off as an angry black woman, or whatever. But that's what I wanted to talk about today. And let me tell y'all, like, why this phrase came to mind, and like I had like such strong opinions about it, and just like what brought it to the forefront. So I was tuning into this diversity Zoom Facebook Live type forum, and it was a group of people of all races, and they were pretty much talking about how they try to bridge the gap within their work areas. They're working around different genders, different ethnicities, different races, and just how they try to bridge the gap, make the work environment more professional, on and on and on. So it was this one particular girl, a black girl, who said something, and it just really like made my antennas go up. It was a black woman, I think I said that. But anyway, she was like, in my work center, I work around a lot of, you know, different races and everything. And she was like, she works around a lot of white people. And she says that what she does is that, like, you know, she doesn't want to come off as the angry black woman. So she'll like introduce herself. Hey, I'm so and so. And then she'll say like, hey, I'm paraphrasing y'all because I don't remember exactly what she said. But she was like, hey, I like Green Day. And if you don't know who Green Day is, that is an alternative white rock band. So she'll say, yeah, I listen to Green Day, or I listen to Nirvana, which that falls into the same genre of music. Or she'll say, I go water skiing, or I'll go, snowboarding or ice fishing or something like that. And she says that to just kind of relax the individuals and to make herself seem more relatable, in particular to the white people that she works with in her office. And when she said that, even though I kind of understood the sentiment and why she was saying that, but I just have to keep it all the way 100 with y'all. Like, it made my skin crawl. I was like, what, girl? What? No. Like, why would you, why? You know, but I understood. I understood. And I no judgment, you know, I totally understood why. So it made me think about, like, I have said that in places that I work, like, I don't want to come off as an angry Black woman. But y'all, whenever I said that, my underlying reason for saying that is that, like, if I ever have, you know, a seat at the table, or if I'm ever, you know, passionate or really trying to drive home a point, or shoot, if I'm upset about something, I don't want the angry Black female stigma to cloud or overshadow what I'm saying. I don't want, if there is a decision to be made and I voice my opinion, that, oh, she's just being angry Black female because of how I voice my opinion. If I'm just as passionate about the job that I'm doing as my white counterpart, then don't diminish me as just the angry Black female because I'm just as passionate about what I'm talking about as my male counterparts, specifically my male white counterparts. Or if I'm just angry about something, period, like, don't put that banner of angry Black female over me. Listen to what I'm saying. I want my words to be just as important, and I want to be taken as serious, just as serious as anyone else when I'm saying something. And I don't want that angry Black female phrase to totally diminish what I just said. And that was always my point in saying, like, dang, I don't want to come off as an angry Black female, because I wanted to be taken seriously. I wanted my voice to be heard too. What I wasn't trying to say was that, oh, I don't want to come off as an angry Black female, so now let me coddle and canoodle this white person so that they can feel safe around me. I don't subscribe to that. Now, don't get me wrong. Just like how the young lady was saying that, you know, she listens to this genre of music or she does these activities. If that's your thing wholeheartedly, then that's your thing wholeheartedly. To me, the thing that kind of got my skin crawling was the motive behind it. That somehow, to make sure that this non-Black person feels safe, let me bridge this type of a gap. That was just kind of what I took from it, you know, like, I don't want to come off as an angry Black female, so let me make sure that this person knows that, hey, I'm cool, I'm the cool Black girl, and I don't fit whatever stereotype that you might have of me, so let me tell you that I'm interested in these things, and I do these things so that you can know that I'm safe. That is problematic to me, and look, this isn't 100% facts, but these are just 100% my opinions, you know, like, what I'm saying is not like the Bible or whatever, but I'm just saying that, like, I feel like it's problematic because I'm just not in the business of, like I said, coddling and canoodling white people. Like, I am not about to be like, come here, you little white person. Come on, you don't have to be scared of me. Hush, little monkey, don't you worry. I'm not about that business. Because in my mind, if I feel like I have to make my Blackness small in order for a non-white person or non-Black person to feel safe, then I'm subscribing to the fact that Black is scary. And I refuse to do that because, first of all, that's hurtful that my skin color is scary. So I need to make you feel safe around me. Second of all, that's some crap. Because if I haven't threatened to throw a grenade at you or punch you in the face or kick you down a flight of stairs, then why would you be? Then you have no reason to be afraid of me. And I have no reason to make you feel safe then if I haven't done anything. If all I'm doing is being a professional like you, if all I'm doing is just walking this earth, being a human being like you, then what are you scared of? Then I should be scared of you too, because I don't know what you can do. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't subscribe to that type of thinking. I just think that it's ignorant. I'm just being honest. I just really think that it's ignorant. And also, you have to keep in mind that anyone's judgment, stereotype, or unconfirmed fear that they may have that does not suit and it doesn't line up to who you are as an individual, like, that's their own ignorance. And anytime that we try to fit ourselves in boxes that other people put us in based off of their own opinions and not opinions based off of them getting to know us individually, but just something that they think about us based off of, you know, our gender, our race, our ethnicity, or whatever, not us individually. Anytime we try to put ourselves in the box and conform to what they think, we are, in a way, subscribing to whatever their opinion is. If you think that, you know, I'm scary as a black person, or I'm ghetto, or whatever stereotype or judgment that you have of me as a black woman, and I go out my way to try to dispel that by telling you, by coddling you or coddling the non-black person and telling them things that I'm interested in just for the sole purpose of them feeling comfortable, then in my mind, what I've done is invited and adopted their thought of who I am instead of allowing them to just get to know the real authentic me. And like I said before, I just do not, and the way that I'm made now, I just cannot subscribe to that. I just do not, and I cannot subscribe to that. Like, get to know me as a person. And if it's just by chance that I like all that, you know, the type of music that you like or the type of activities or whatever, okay, then that is just an organic thing that we learn about each other. But I'm not about to go out my way to just do that and say certain things just so that you can feel safe. It almost makes me want to cry when I think about the fact that the lengths that sometimes black people go just so they can make sure that non-black people know that they are safe. That makes no sense to me, and it low-key hurts my feelings that is even a thought that has to be factored in when we present ourselves to the world. Like, And a thing too that kind of, this is just in my experience, that kind of irks me a little bit when I do hear some, not all, but some in particular black women say, I don't want to come off as an angry black woman. So, you know, and they do all this extra stuff to just make sure that people feel safe, or to make sure that non-black people feel safe. They worry so much about not coming off as an angry black person to these non-white people. I meant non-black. But they don't care how they treat black people. Like, you know, they'll switch up the voice and, you know, make sure that, you know, the attitude is nice and perky and fun, and talk about nice new innovative things. So they just like, see, hey, I'm safe. And then when a black person comes along, then they just get whatever type of either customer service or unprofessionalism that they just dish out. And to me, I'm just like, that shows right there your motive that, no, you don't want to come off as an angry black person because you really care about not being angry towards people or not showing like a nasty attitude towards people. No, you care about that on how you come off to white people. You could care less how you couldn't care less how you treat black people. That is what I have noticed whenever some, not all, some black women that I've met that said that they don't want to come off as an angry black woman. Like, they're just saying that around non-black people, but around black people, they don't care. And I know that there is just like this air of comfortability, you know, that people have. You know, women might feel more comfortable around other women. Some, I know there's some women that just, you know, they don't really get along with women like that, and that's just their thing. And, you know, there's some men that are more comfortable around other men. And then there's certain races that, you know, you're just more comfortable around your own. And I totally get that. But then that doesn't, that comfortability doesn't mean that now I get treated less than. Is that what that means now? Like, you don't even, you don't care if you come off angry towards me, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I just really, like I said, I totally understand the sentiment, and I totally understand like what she was trying to do and what the message that she was getting across as far as like not wanting to come off that way. But I think that it was just the motive behind doing it just kind of had me like, I don't think so. I don't think so, you know. And I'll be 100% transparent and real that I think that I probably have to do a better job with balancing that out on the other end of the spectrum. So the thing is that I'll be professional and nice to everybody. But do I get a little extra hype when I see someone who looks like me? And I mean hype in a good way. Like I admit I go out of my way to, you know, like when I see someone who looks like me, like I'm being extra nice. Yeah, I do. I do. And that's not right either. But I think that it's me, of course, erring on the side of comfortability because I see someone who looks like me and, you know, and everything like that. But they're not going to get the less of whatever treatment, you know, they're probably going to get the best. But like I said, that does not make me doing that right, you know, and I realize that. And that is 100% something that I'm working on, just kind of treating everybody equal and being as professional, as nice to everybody. But I'm darn sure not going to, like I said, subscribe to the fact that just because I'm black, you know, that means that I'm scary and that, you know, I fit whatever stereotype that somebody else has. And so now I'm going to make my blackness small so that they can feel comfortable. I'm just not going to do that. Sorry, I'm just not going to do that. I am too proud of the skin that I'm in. I'm too proud of the heritage that I come from. I'm too proud of, even though the history of people that look like me is not great, but the resiliency of people that look like me is something that I am darn proud of, and I wear that proudly, and I will never make that small. Never, never, never make that small. That is, that just, no, will not. So, I don't know. I really want, hope that I get some feedback. Like, when you say, if you've ever said to yourself, hey, I don't want to come off as an angry black female, like, what are you saying? Or have you even thought about what that means? Or even with the guys, I don't want to come off as an angry black guy, like, or man, like, what are you really saying? What does that mean? And then what actions do you do to ensure that you don't come off that way? And are your actions rooted in a motive that is more trying to make the other person comfortable, or are you just trying to diminish a stereotype? Or like, what is that motive? What are the motives behind your actions built on? What is it? You know, I just want it to be heard, and I just want it to be taken seriously, and I just wanted to not, for someone to not throw that phrase up just because I cared about what I was doing or just because I'm upset about something, you know. You know, and I understand not wanting to fit into negative stereotypes. And, you know, I'm pretty sure any race probably has that, you know, but sometimes you can't help what people are going to think about you. You know, you have to decide to try to bend and be fluid to fit everybody's idea of who you are or who they think you are, or you're just going to have to figure out who you are, be proud of it, and just walk heavy in those shoes. You know, of course, being a professional and everything like that, but not wavering in who you know you are, and that's just it. So anyway, y'all, thank you so much for taking time out of your day to listen to my little podcast and listen to these little random thoughts that I have. Tell me what you all think, and, you know, yeah, tell me what you think. Thank you for listening. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to Podcasting About Whatever. I pray you enjoyed yourself and maybe even got something out of our conversation. I look forward to hearing from you, so hit me up. You can email me at podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. It's the same as the title. And remember, whatever is spelled WHATEVA. So that's podcastingaboutwhatever@gmail.com. I may even take some time to read some of your emails on air. I'll keep it anonymous if you want me to. So until next time, take care or whatever.